is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1848, the American Association for the Advancement of Science was created. It was founded by mainly geologists and naturalists who wanted to expand their group to include all of the sciences. In Europe at the time, scientists were doing important theoretical work, big breakthroughs, chemistry, physics, electromagnetism. Alexander von Humboldt was famous for his work trying to bring together all the fields of science. There were theoretical scientists working in America too, Joseph Henry, working on electromagnetism, the geologist Louis Agassiz, Benjamin Pierce, mathematician, astronomer. But in general, while the Europeans were focusing on more theoretical pursuits, Americans were engaged in the practical side, in technology. Samuel Morse had developed the telegraph. Robert McCormick, the McCormick Reaper, which could cut grain much more efficiently than a farmer with a scythe. Charles Goodyear had invented vulcanized rubber, which finally made rubber stable. And Americans were more focused on geology and on botany. But the American Association for the Advancement of Science thrived. More than 2,000 people joined during its first 12 years. And it's still going strong today. Publishes the journal Science. Has come out since 1880. It's the birthday of the poet Donald Hall, born New Haven, 1928. His most recent books, Unpacking the Boxes, A Memoir of a Life in Poetry, and a new collection, The Back Chamber. Donald Hall, who said, "I see no reason to spend your life writing poems unless your goal is to write great poems." At 16, the poet reads Whitman and Homer and wants to be immortal. Alas, at 24, the same poet wants to be in The New Yorker. It's the birthday of Upton Sinclair, born Baltimore, 1878. He investigated working conditions in the meatpacking industry and wrote the novel The Jungle. It came out in 1906. He used the proceeds from the novel to open a socialist colony in New Jersey. It burned down in a fire. Upton Sinclair went on to write almost 100 books. Upton Sinclair, who said, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it." And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist Stevie Smith, born in Hull in Yorkshire, England, 1902, lived in the same house from the time she was 3 until she died in 1971. Known for writing light verse about dark subjects, including the poem, "Nobody heard him, the dead man, but still he lay moaning. I was much further out than you thought, and not waving, but drowning." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Donald Hall, entitled A Grace. God, I know nothing. My sense is all nonsense, and fear of you begins intelligence. Does it end there? For sexual love, for food, for books and birch trees, I claim gratitude. But when I grieve over the unripe dead, my grief festers, corrupted into dread, and I know nothing. Give us our daily bread. A Grace by Donald Hall, from his Old and New Poems, published by Tickner and Fields, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.